This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Is it possible for one person's sin to impact the lives of other people? You better believe it. Just look at your own life. As I look at my life, sometimes our sin has impacted our families, our spouses, our children. All this week, we're studying an episode in the life of God's people from the book of Joshua, where because of one man's sin, the whole nation suffered a loss in battle at a city called Ai. After that battle, and the sin of this man was pointed out, the whole nation of Israel gathered at a place called Mount Ebal, and they recommitted their life to the Lord. They renewed their covenant relationship with the Lord God Almighty. It's a very moving story. It's one we talk about all this week on Cross Hope. God bless you as you listen to this message today. Some of you remember Roger Staubach, who played football for the Dallas Cowboys. Roger was a great quarterback, great Christian man. He was being interviewed one time by Phyllis George from CBS News about his football career, and right in the middle of the interview, out of the blue, she said, "Roger, how do you compare yourself with Joe Namath in terms of his exploits with all the women?" If you remember who Joe Namath was, Joe was the one who was quite the ladies' man. How do you compare yourself, Roger, with Joe Namath? Not only did Roger Staubach give a good answer to an unexpected question, I believe he gave an inspired answer. Here's what he said. "Phyllis, I'm just as active as Joe Namath. Just as active. But all my activity is with one woman, my wife." She didn't know how to answer that. There was just dead silence after that question. Roger Staubach, in my mind, was saying, "I recognize that I'm in a covenant relationship with my wife, and it's called the covenant that I have before God." The covenant relationship. You have another covenant relationship, whether you realize it or not. Let's bring that one up, a second one. It's called a covenant relationship with your family, with your children. If you are a parent, you have a covenant, you are in a covenant relationship with God. You may not understand that, but listen to the book of Psalms 127 that says, "Sons and daughters are a heritage from the Lord. Children are a reward from Him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are sons born in one's youth." Children are a heritage of the Lord, meaning they're a gift from God. Anything God gives you is given in a covenant relationship. Remember that. Anything God gives you is given in a covenant relationship from day one. God gave you something, it's a covenant. It's an agreement. It always has been, always will be. So you have a covenant relationship with your children. Some of you may remember in school that there was a term used by teachers called informal curriculum and formal curriculum. Formal curriculum is what the teacher teaches. Informal curriculum is what the teacher is. Sometimes a student learns more from what a teacher is than they do from what the teacher teaches. If that's true in a schoolroom setting, there's informal curriculum and formal curriculum, how much more true is it in a home with a father and mother? I share it every time I speak to a group of parents that in terms of what parents teach young people, a study was done at the University of Southern California. A father impacts behavior, but a mother impacts belief, meaning the child learns the beliefs from mom, but they learn their religious behavior from dad. Both work together in tandem. Covenant relationship, once again. Well, I want you to listen tomorrow because I'm going to give you the third area of covenant relationship in your life and in my life as we continue this message from Joshua 8, renewing the covenant among God's people. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.